School districts in Wisconsin would have to comply with competitive bidding requirements rather than just awarding a contract to a single vendor under a new proposal. We've made it to Friday. It's December 15th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, GOP lawmakers are claiming victory after the universities of Wisconsin agreed to new limits on campus diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. And we'll have some details on what you should do with your Christmas tree after the holidays are over. Stay with us.
What's going on in Wisconsin today? You find out on the Wisconsin Today podcast. This 10 minutes of regional news is supported by the people who listen. You. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
School districts in Wisconsin would have to comply with competitive bidding requirements under a new proposal. Corinne Hess reports Wisconsin is one of only three states that allows schools to launch construction projects without comparing costs.
Under the proposal, school districts would have to get competitive bids for construction projects that cost more than $150,000. Republican Senator Dewey Strobel says those rules would still be some of the most lenient in the nation.
When large amounts of money are being distributed, there is potential for waste, fraud, and abuse. Whether with good intentions, less than good intentions, or simply a lack of knowledge.
The Wisconsin Association of School Boards says forcing districts to go out for bids takes away local control, and that could compromise the quality of projects. The bill would also increase how much municipalities can spend before having to go out for bid, from $25,000 to $50,000. Corinne Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his deal with the universities of Wisconsin to limit diversity, equity, and inclusion programs is just the first step for Republicans. Voss made his remarks after the UW Board of Regents reversed and agreed to cap DEI staffing in exchange for releasing funds for UW employee raises and a new engineering building. Voss said Republicans will continue their efforts to eliminate, quote, cancerous DEI practices on campus. Representative Dora Drake of Milwaukee chairs the Wisconsin Legislative Black Caucus. During a press conference on Wednesday, she called the deal discriminatory.
Our educational system should be a place where everyone should learn from everybody. You know, there's diversity in our strength. And it's when we learn from each other, the differences that we have, that's how we grow, that's how we mature, that's how we make our state better.
A legislative committee co-chaired by Voss has scheduled a vote for Tuesday to give final approval to the UW raises. And a quick note, WPR staff are employees of UW-Madison. A Wisconsin-based milling company will pay more than $1.8 million in fines related to a 2017 explosion at a Cambria corn mill that killed five workers and left more than a dozen injured. Joe Schultz has more on the settlement, which was announced yesterday.
In addition to the fine, the U.S. Department of Labor says Didion Milling agreed to make extensive safety and health improvements. The mill exploded in May 2017 due to a buildup of highly combustible dust. Scott Allen is with the Labor Department.
Didion Milling's agreement to make extensive safety improvements and work with OSHA and industry experts to protect the mill's workers will protect the safety and lives of their current and future employees.
In a statement, Didion Milling said it agreed to the settlement in the spirit of closure and looking forward. Two officials from the company were convicted in October for obstructing the investigation into the explosion. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that natural Christmas trees are prohibited from going into landfills after the holidays because they're defined as yard waste. Brad Wolbert is the Waste and Materials Management Program Director with the Wisconsin DNR.
Yard waste takes up a lot of space in landfills. It decomposes. It creates landfill gas. It settles. It creates problems in the landfill.
Because of that, the DNR says residents should check to see if their municipality offers tree pickup after the holidays. If your municipality does not offer tree pickup, Wolbert says people should look for a drop-off center that takes trees nearby. If that's not an option, you can also look for a compost site on the DNR's website. Coming up in today's Wisconsin Life, we'll hear about a Mexican Christmas holiday tradition. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Steve Gotcher with a story about a holiday tradition that will kick off this weekend.
Posadas are an important part of Mexican Christmas tradition. These community celebrations take place on each of the 9 nights leading up to Christmas. The word posada means inn or shelter in Spanish. And in this tradition, Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem and their search for a place to stay is reenacted. Angeli Soria grew up in Mexico, but now calls Milwaukee home. During a storytelling event hosted by Milwaukee's Ex Fabula, she described posadas in Mexico as a community event. But things changed when she came to the Midwest. In this edited version of her story, you'll hear Soria, as well as Megan McGee, Ex Fabula's executive director, translating.
It was when I came to the U.S. I came here in summer.
Como el día 10 de diciembre,
on like the 10th of December,
yo no veía ningún movimiento en el bloque donde yo vivía.
I didn't see anybody moving around on our block.
Y le decía a mi mami,
and so I said to my mom,
oh, aquí no pasa nada. Está la gente muy callada.
Nothing's going on here. These people are really like boring.
¿Por qué? Debe de haber más movimiento.
Yeah, why is everyone so calm? Why isn't there something going on?
En el día 16 que yo esperaba que hubiera posada.
So on the 16th, when I figured, you know, there should be a posada going on.
Salí a la calle y grité yo en la calle, esa es mentira, aquí no vive nadie.
I went out to the street and I yelled, this is a lie, there's nobody out here.
Salgan.
Come on out.
Y yo gritando y tocando en algunas puertas.
And I was screaming and like knocking on doors.
Y alguien llamó a la policía.
Somebody called the police.
Y yo estaba ahí parada, pues nadie salía.
I was just there standing, like nobody's coming out.
Me dijeron, me preguntaron, ¿qué haces tú aquí? Alguien dice que tú estás haciendo escándalo.
And they asked me, like, what are you doing here? Someone says that you're causing trouble.
Y yo le dije, bueno, sí, yo estaba preguntando a vos alta, ¿por qué nadie salía si era el día de las posadas?
Well, and I was just asking very loudly why no one was out here doing posadas.
Y me dijo, oh, ¿tú eres mexicana?
And they said, oh, you're Mexican?
Dije, sí, yeah. Pero también hay otros que no son mexicanos.
And I said, yes, but there's other people that aren't Mexican.
Dice, that's okay. Aquí es diferente, es guay.
That's okay. Here it's different. It's very quiet during posadas.
Ve a una iglesia.
And he said, go to a church.
Allí vas a encontrar posada.
There you're going to find the posadas.
Y aún estando yo aquí, anhelo tener ese tiempo que yo tuve allá.
And even though I'm here, you know, I remember what I had there. I remember those posadas.
Porque es mi cultura.
It's my culture.
Es algo con lo que crecí.
It's something I grew up with.
Y que al llegar a este país, lo rompí.
And when I came to this country, that tradition broke.
Y la razón es que se rompe es porque se acaba tu tradición. Y no es que tú lo inicies, es porque te estás adaptando a una nueva cultura.
And the reason that these traditions break, it's not that you like deliberately break it, but it's that you're adapting to another culture.
Y invitas amigos.
Maybe you invite friends.
Y conocen
over.
Tu cultura, tu tradición.
And they get to know your traditions, your culture.
Y algunas personas les gusta.
And some people love it.
La prueba está que ahora, no importando la raza, quebran piñatas.
You know, now, no matter what ethnicity or racial background you have, people are breaking piñatas.
En los cumpleaños.
Yes.
Sí. Thank you for listening to me.
Mil gracias, eh?
Thanks to our friends at Ex Fabula, Milwaukee's very own storytelling and community building program, for sharing this story with us. You can hear the full story online at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Steve Gotcher.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Want to let you know before we end the show that the Wisconsin Badgers women's volleyball team now out of the NCAA tournament. They fell to Texas in the semifinals last night. The Longhorns move on to play Nebraska in the championship. And that'll do it for the show on this Friday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back here on your podcast feed again Monday morning. Until then, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.